Diary, Prayer and Entrusted Talents, circa September 1889. Prayer. Jesus, the world's Redeemer, was our example in all things. He spent much time in prayer. He oft separated himself from his disciples, yet they heard his strong appeals to God. And if the Son of God deemed it needful for his work to pray to his Father, how shall we regard this matter? We are finite, erring beings in the world who feel no need of praying, subject to influences which are calculated to draw our minds away from God and intercept the thoughts and views of God. The senses are in constant danger of being perverted with the sight of the eyes, the hearing of the ear, the influences that prevail, and common worldly matters. How necessary it is for us to obey the invitation of Christ to come away alone and rest a while, as he did when crowds were following him. Here was to be a little time for communication with God, that the mind and heart might be refreshed and strengthened to resist the temptations of Satan, which overcome so many souls. The Lord Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are, but Satan obtained no victory over him, for he preserved his oneness with infinite power. Prayer to his Father strengthened him for his work and for his conflicts, just as prayer will strengthen every soul who comes to the Father in faith. The world's Redeemer, rising up a great while before day, he went into a solitary place there, prayed. Mark 1, verse 35. On one occasion, his disciples went to look for him, and when they had found him, said to him, "All men are seeking for thee." Verse 37. Again, Luke makes the statement, "He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed." Luke 5, verse 16. And again the statement is made, "And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place." Luke 4, verse 42. And again, "And it came to pass in those days that he went into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles." Luke 6, verse 12-13. The Lord Jesus knew the necessity for prayer. The often repeated injunction was given to his disciples, "Watch and pray." Mark 13, verse 33. And Jesus bids his disciples to return to a closet for secret prayer. He says, "Men ought always to pray and not to faint." Luke 18, verse 1. There must be constant looking unto Jesus in all our perplexities. Simple faith takes hold on the promise and becomes, when exercised intelligently, a living reality. Faith that works, that grasps the eternal efficiency. Satan will taunt and mock us when with mind and soul and will we begin to believe that Christ is indeed ours, and we begin to enjoy the peace that comes from a reliable faith that grasps the sure promises. "Ask," saith he that is truth, "and ye shall receive." John 16, verse 24. And then we do drink of the living waters of life. Talents entrusted. All who are entrusted with capabilities and power will be beset with strong temptations to put their talents to a wrong use, to use them selfishly for the glorification of self. The Lord has promised all such who are thus tempted divine help to overcome these temptations. Jesus overcame every temptation of the devil. He resisted every thought of evil. He would not flatter the rich. He would speak peace when there was no peace. He taught forgiveness to their enemies when they were laying their plans for battle and conquest. Jesus' temptations were no farce. He suffered being tempted, and therefore he presents to us the promise when we are pressed with temptation. I know in whom I believe. The Lord is my Redeemer. Christ is my surety. He says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. He is my Redeemer. The praying, watching, believing soul is helped in every way when he cometh to Christ. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. He was a man acquainted with sorrows and my grief.